thanks for tuning in. My name is Nigel Yule, and I'm Senior Product Marketing Director for Performance Management Applications here at Oracle, and one of the hosts of this podcast series called Appcasts. Our goal is to help you get the most out of your Oracle applications by listening to thought leaders, customers, partners, and Oracle executives, along, of course, with commentary and opinions from me, your host. So here we go. I'm pleased to have with me today Jacques Vigent, a Product Strategy Director for Oracle Business Intelligence and Enterprise Performance Management. Welcome, Jacques.
Thanks for having me.
Good to have you with us. So today, Jacques is going to talk about how one of Oracle's solutions for strategy management called Oracle Scorecard and Strategy Management, or OSSM for short, can offer big business values beyond dashboards, values such as understanding which key performance metrics are more important to strategy, how weightings and maps can help communicate that importance, and how scorecards can help modify business behavior and encourage better decision-making. So let's get started. Jack, let's start with the basics. How is a scorecard different from a dashboard?
Thanks, Nigel. That's an interesting question that we get all the time. How is a dashboard different than a scorecard? But when you think about it traditionally, a dashboard is simply an organization of metrics that somebody put together focused on a specific business process. What we've tried to do with Scorecard and OSSM is really introduce a business language that's about strategy and not merely capabilities of rolling up data and looking at trends across time or across product lines. Additionally, we've introduced in Scorecard capabilities around annotating the data so that when somebody's researching why sales may be trending in a certain region, they can annotate the data so that the next time somebody comes across that information, they don't have to research it again for themselves. So as people learn about why data is trending in a certain direction in the system, other users of the system can sort of leverage that information downstream. So that becomes really interesting around collaborating. Additionally, scorecards introduce concepts around accountability. So who's responsible for what in the BI system? That becomes really interesting when you're trying to sort of affect change across the organization. So if I'm looking at sales of a product in a given region, wouldn't it be nice if I could right-click on that element to see, oh, Jacques is responsible for sales of Scorecard in North America. Let me contact that person. So ultimately, we're trying to set the stage for the capabilities around accountability, around responsibility within your entire BI system.
Yeah, Jacques, so what we're talking about is, as you say, accountability, but we're also talking about this multi-way communication. It's not just delivering information. It's about communicating about the information, enabling people to get much deeper understanding than they would do just being dished up with information. Here's a dashboard, here you go, sort of thing. So, but one of the things you did mention was metrics, and some metrics are more important and, in fact, more impactful than others. But how can someone see this? How do you know which are those important, impactful ones? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, absolutely. That's really interesting. You're absolutely right. Not all metrics are created equal. You know, for example, you might have a dashboard that has profitability, it has revenue, it has units sold on them. And as a supply chain guy, I'm all about units sold. But ultimately, profitability is a lot more important to my business than the raw number of widgets I'm processing. And someone in the organization is very well aware of this, and they should be able to describe to the BI system that the main thing we should be focused on in my organization is profitability. And so Scorecard introduces concepts around weighting and impact so that the person in charge of the strategy can actually say, all right, what's most important to us is profitability at all costs. So 60% of our strategy is around profitability. Maybe 30% is around raw revenue. And then let's worry about producing lots of widget with the rest of the balance, which would be 10%. So Scorecard introduces or gives you the ability to weight the different metrics. So then when you're looking at your dashboard, which is focused on revenue and units sold and profitability, you can also get some really interesting visualizations on where should I be spending my time doing my analysis? Should I be looking at units sold because I'm a supply chain guy and that's interesting to me? Or should I really spend my energy focusing on maybe some pricing analytics because I need to price my stuff better so that I increase my profitability? So Scorecard gives you tools like the contribution wheel, which at a glance lets you sort of see exactly which metrics are most important to my business. Right there alongside your other information that's on your dashboard. So that's what we're really trying to do, is infuse sort of strategic information alongside your more operational dashboard elements.
So it's really interesting, Jack. What we're talking about here is really getting people to focus on the right things, the things that really matter, the things that will make a difference in terms of what the organization's doing and what the organization's trying to achieve. Talked about behavior and getting people to do the right things. How does Oracle Scorecard and Strategy Management really help? Which is a pretty big task, you know, getting people to change what they do.
Absolutely. So that's a really interesting capability that we call actions. And ultimately, you're right, what we're trying to do is affect change, because if you can't sort of affect change and improve the business, then you're wasting your time. So within the framework of Scorecard, we introduced the capability of associating actions with the various business metrics. So when sales are trending down and in a sort of crisis situation, these are the three recommended actions that we might propose to an end user. So that in itself is pretty cool. We like that. We think that's really interesting. But when you overlay that with the fact that OSSM is also aware of who is looking at the data and the role of the person in the enterprise, we can actually propose different actions based on who's looking at the information. So if I'm a vice president of sales, the system may propose to me some more impactful actions than if I'm just somebody looking at the same sales number in the call center. So that becomes really exciting, because the system can then start proposing different actions to different people throughout the system. So that's really what we're trying to do. The kinds of actions that we can propose are simple. You should go look at these other reports to give you more analytic sort of weight, so that you can analyze the data better and maybe take a slightly better, more informed decision. But we can also do some really cool actions around triggering workflows in Fusion applications. You know, if I'm an HR manager and I've noticed that my attrition rate is high, I might be able to directly from the BI system invoke some, you know, open some job requisitions. Those kinds of things become really interesting as well. And they not only work in sort of an online desktop mode, but you can also have the system alert you on your phone and then from your phone take the corrective action directly there without ever having to log back into the system. So that becomes an interesting feature.
Absolutely. It's almost like, you know, that you're applying intelligence into the system so that when things happen, people are given, you know, the right things to do, the appropriate things to do for them. To finish up, Jack, on this really interesting subject, give us your opinion of what are the main goals of having a business scorecard.
Well, you know, at the end of the day, like I mentioned, if you're not able to affect change, then you're wasting your time. And what we're trying to do within the concept of scorecard is to provide everyone with a little bit more information throughout their workday, so that every time they make a decision, they might get a, you know, proposed action, they might get a little bit better insight, so that at the end of the day, every decision they make is slightly better informed. And if everyone in the organization is making better informed decisions every day, then hopefully the network effect of all that will have substantial effect on your business. So that's really what we're trying to do with scorecarding and the framework and really the BI suite in general.
Thanks, Jeff, for that great information. Maybe we should just give some listeners where they can go to get information about Oracle Scorecard and Strategy Management and maybe scorecarding in general.
So from an Oracle standpoint, customers should just go to oracle.com to learn about Scorecard and other strategy management solutions. They can do that by going to oracle.com in the Enterprise Performance Management area under Applications. And then from there, choose the strategy management option. They'll be able to find white papers, short demos, information about all the products we provide. From an industry point of view, there's tons of great books out there, specifically by Norton and Kaplan, who really are the grandfathers of scorecarding and the balanced scorecard framework. There's a book called Best Practices, Design, Implementations, and Evaluation by Lawson and others. Or you can find lots of books on key performance indicators and how to create business scorecards by various authors like Paul Niven, Mark Graham Brown, and David Parmenter. Lots of information out there.
Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks, Jack, for that great information and all the information on scorecarding. Really useful. Thank you, everyone else, for joining us with this AppsCast. And so you know, we have many more AppCasts available for you to listen to, and we'll continue to have new AppsCasts each week. So if you haven't had a chance to tune in to other AppsCasts, you can download a show from iTunes to your iPod, subscribe to an RSS feed, or just go to oracle.com/appcast and listen by your computer. Until next time, this is Nigel Yule signing off.